Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I'm excited to talk about that the cheerleaders and Texas, that they were putting banners up, you know, the football players run through. I remember, you remember those days running through a banner, right?
Oh, yeah. Trying not to fall down.
Yeah, right.
In front of everybody.
People are thinking, they're thinking all these thoughts. They're like, if I could just make it from where I am to the bench without total humiliation, exactly. This is good. They're thinking, rah, rah, rah. And it's like, no, I just want to make it from here to there. And I want the paper to break when I go through it. You know, hit the tissue paper and hit the ground. Bam! You know.
Yeah.
But these girls wrote scriptures on these cheerleaders wrote scriptures in their for their players, and you know, proverbs and different things, whatever God laid on their heart. And the school system ordered them not to do that anymore. And it's time for us. And that's why, like Dr. Carlson, next week we're going to be talking and sharing interviews from Dr. Carlson about this political correctness, which is not correct at all, and it's not constitutional at all. That you have a right to open your mouth and talk about whatever's on your heart. Mm-hmm. And as long as you don't hurt somebody, take from somebody, or break somebody's leg, you know, the old saying. And so they were putting these scriptures, but the school, you know, told them don't do it, you know, and basically shut down the First Amendment rights of these girls. So it was taken to court. And listen to CBN News is reporting that they won their case. Listen up.
CBN News has been following this story from the beginning. Just yesterday, a judge ruled that cheerleaders from a Southeast Texas high school can continue to display Bible verses on banners at football games. Paul Strand has more on the decision.
Last fall, an atheist group filed a complaint with the Koontz, Texas school superintendent and said the scriptures on sports banners should not be allowed. But the cheerleaders argued that was a violation of their free speech and filed a lawsuit. Now a judge has ruled the cheerleaders have the right to display their faith messages. This all began when these Christian cheerleaders got tired of the same old negative banners displayed at the start of football games.
You know, in years past, the cheerleaders have had messages like, you know, beat the Bears or kill the Cougars, things like that.
Attorney Justin Butterfield was a point man for the Liberty Institute in representing the cheerleaders. He says they began to display positive, encouraging scriptures. But some felt that crossed the line, supposedly separating church and state.
To be a violation of separation of church and state, the message actually has to come from the government. And in this case, the message has always been the cheerleaders. The cheerleaders came up with the idea themselves. The cheerleaders developed the messages themselves. The cheerleaders wrote the banners themselves on banners that the cheerleaders paid for themselves.
In fact, the school district was trying to stop the cheerleaders, which angered Liberty Institute's general counsel.
This is just another example where the government is telling people what they can and cannot say. Well, that's not America. That's why we have a First Amendment.
Mateer says students need to stand up for their religious rights.
As the Supreme Court has recognized, they don't lose their constitutional rights at the schoolhouse doors. I mean, these girls are standing up for that. And so this case is important because it's, again, telling the government, look, you can't tell people what to say or what to think.
The battle over the banners lasted 7 months. Paul Strand, CBN News.
Chief political correspondent David Brody recently traveled to Texas to report on the banners. After the ruling came down, he caught up with some of the cheerleaders from the case via Skype. David asked their reaction when they learned of the verdict.
We were relieved, and we were really thankful that the judge ruled in our favor, because we know that God was definitely in that and working in his heart.
Kiara, what about you? What is this like? Does this surprise you at all, or you felt confident all along here?
I think there were times when I was kind of scared, I guess, of what the ruling might be. But when I got scared, I just prayed, and I knew that God was going to work it out.
Hey, Macy, I want to ask you about how you see God in all of this.
Well, I just think, you know, that whatever happens, it is his will. And so even if we didn't get through, if it wasn't in our favor, then it was still what God wanted to happen.
Is there just anything that's going to change next year at all, or are you just going to continue on?
We're going to definitely continue making our signs. We'll probably talk about them this summer sometime.
What about, have you heard from anybody since the ruling came down? Like, I know the governor, Rick Perry, put out a statement, and there's been the attorney general I know you guys met with. Have you been hearing from anybody, or has it just been, what's been the reaction? Have you heard from anybody at all?
On the support page on Facebook, there's been a lot of celebration and praises to God going up about this. And, of course, the attorney general and the governor. So we're thankful for all of the support from the community.
What has this taught you about the process here in terms of, you know, speaking up for your rights, especially your religious liberty rights? And you guys are learning a valuable lesson. Are there some lessons that you're drawing from this at all, either one of you?
I think the most important lesson is that, you know, if you believe in something, then you should stand firm in it and don't back down just because someone says you can't do it.
So important, because understanding this, that it's Koontz, Texas, and it was atheists that filed this suit against the school, mm-hmm. but they won it. They actually won the court case, and it took 7 months to be able to do it. And if you notice, if you go to VFNTV.com and click on links, that you'll be able to see on there the American Civil Liberties.
Right, American Center of
Law and Justice.
Law and Justice.
American Center for Law and Justice. And this is very important. This is a reason why you hear these moments. We're focusing on the original tenet of our nation. And as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, we're only holding to what's written on the paper. And that's why some people want to change the Constitution, because that's the paper.
Right.
And these girls, just teenage girls, were just loving God. They just got, you know, tired of putting the other things on there. They began to just speak word over their football players, and wrote it on the banners. And one of the banners I'm looking at right here is, it says, what was the other banner says? It says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens." Isn't that cool?
Wow.
That is so cool. That, yeah. You know, that's just to see, you know, that is so cool to see. Of course, it's Philippians 4:13, which strengthens me, is down real small down the me part. And they got a cross for the place where the T is in Christ, and this is what's up under the goalpost.
All right,
you know, that'd be awesome. Cool if the Saints do something like that. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that would be very cool.
Yeah, I'm just glad they got rid of the voodoo team.
Yeah,
the voodoo. That's terrible. Is that terrible?
Yeah, it's awful.
What's coming of that? Anyway, the so I just want to give a big shout out.